We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
It's topic time. Pick up the phone, baby. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we got our guest co-host, Lauren LaRosa, formerly of TMZ. We found out today. If you didn't know the story, we'll get back into that story later on. That'll be in one of those rumor reports. But we're talking about Tiffany Haddish. Tiffany Haddish sat down with The Washington Post, and she was talking about her relationship with Common. She said it was healthy. It was funny. It was probably one of the funniest relationships she's been in. It was safe. And then all of a sudden, it just didn't work. And it's not because of her. She said the feeling wasn't mutual, that they were together. And then all of a sudden, Common hit her with a text and said the relationship ran its course. So we're asking 800-585-1051. Has that ever happened to you? You thought your relationship was good. You thought everything was good money. And then all of a sudden, it wasn't. Now, Lauren, has that happened to you before?
No. You asked me the same answer. No.
Not at all.
No. I'm not going out like that.
But what do you mean you're not going out like that?
What does that mean exactly, Lauren?
Because that's so hurtful. Mm-hmm. Like, for you really don't care much about that person. Mm-hmm. If you just wake up one day and you're like, this isn't working for me, I'll call you back.
But what if, and I'm not saying Tiffany is this person, but what if you know that the person that you're dating is kind of crazy? Like, kind of the one that will put hands and feet on you.
I'm looking at your eyes right now.
Yeah, because you see that, you know.
You would have got a text message. Maybe a DM.
I have learned in my adult life, mm-hmm, that women cannot put their hands on men and it's domestic violence. I would not do that. But don't. No. I just feel like there should be a level of
respect.
Decency. Yes. Okay. A phone call is not, especially when you're very, like, At that age, but yeah. also too at that height of celebrity, it's mm-hmm. like it's embarrassing. She was so happy, mm-hmm. so excited about the relationship, and also too. I don't know, like, the me, I just feel like I expected just a little bit more smoothness from Common. Mm. Like, it really makes me look at him in a way that I don't want to look at him.
Now, I don't know nothing about Common and Tiffany's situation, right? But what if I spoke to you prior, face-to-face, and we decided that this wasn't going to work? And I told you this face-to-face, but you couldn't let go.
See, that's different.
You know what I'm saying?
That's different. That's really different. That's kind of like with the whole Scandival thing you guys watch. Vanderpump?
No.
No, okay, never mind. That's a lot different because there's a forewarning. It's kind of put out there that regardless of how anybody feels, it's not working for at least one person, mm-hmm. and the person's not willing to work through it. But it doesn't seem like that's what was given to her. Yeah. Like, it's kind of like she didn't even have the, are we going to fight for this? Is this a thing? Like, type of conversation. Like, yeah. it was just like, no, this doesn't work for me. I'm good. She said she responded, okay, cool. So you just going to be this single man at 50? Like,
damn.
But like, I'm thinking about it.
I'm gonna be single. I was gonna say I'm not gonna be with you. That's technically what he's saying.
Horrible. I hate that Common is a love bomber like that.
Damn,
it's a love bomber.
It's a person that like comes into your life. They fill you up in all the ways that you need. Mm-hmm. Do everything right, and the love is there, the passion is there, and then it's just like, I'm gone.
Damn.
And can you imagine, like, you know what I mean? Like, you're. It's Common, and then think about you got the voice on top of it.
Yeah.
I want to hug Tiffany Haddish.
I would have definitely been a love bomber.
Back
because
in the
I'm
day.
A cancer. I'm a sensitive cancer. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Y'all are the ones. There's so much emotion tied up into it so fast.
That's right.
That the other person feels like, okay, this is going somewhere because right. I got them. I got that emotion. When some people just are emotional people. And
that's me.
You come, you drop right. it, and then you dip.
You love bomber you.
That's right.
Chrissy!
Yes.
Now talk to us, Chrissy. You was with somebody for 2 years. What happened?
Yeah. I was with somebody for 2 years and they just after once I never said anything.
You never said nothing? Not even a phone call, a text, nothing?
Nothing. Just after night.
Is he in jail?
Was it a he or a she?
It was a she.
Oh, she left you. Damn.
Is she in jail? Is she alive? Like
yeah, she's alive. I saw her a couple of days ago. The money for her.
We don't talk about how toxic lesbians are to each other. We really don't. Y'all are some cruel people to each other. I've seen it happen.
I'm not cruel. I'm pretty nice.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the person you was dating.
So she love bombed you. She caressed you. She held you. She ate the box right and then just left you one day.
You're funny.
But I feel like you said 2 years, right?
Yeah, 2 years.
I feel like the first 2 years of a relationship, and I'm sorry to have to say this to you, like, it's not, you haven't even fully cut off everybody that you were dealing with before the relationship.
Damn.
I actually did. She did.
Well, she might not have.
What's she doing now? She with somebody?
I believe so.
You haven't, like, looked at the Instagram, Facebook, nothing?
I don't have Instagram or Facebook.
Lesbian relationships are so complicated because whenever you play paper, rock, scissors, it's always scissors.
No, shut up, man. What's wrong with you?
She is hurt and you are making jokes.
What's wrong with
you? She's obviously hurt. She can barely get the words out.
Karen. Corinne.
Hello.
What's your name?
Hello.
Karen or Corinne?
Corinne.
Okay, Corinne. What happened with you, Corinne?
In March, my boyfriend of 8 years just broke up with me. Like, said he was moving to New York.
Damn. Did he just text you or why did he leave?
Was that a cry or a deep cough? Were you
I don't know.
Hello?
No, I was face-to-face.
Oh, no, I thought you was crying just now. I didn't know what you was doing.
Oh, no, I was laughing. Gotta laugh.
So, were there issues leading up to the conversation about moving to New York?
No, it was a perfect relationship. I thought it was.
Y'all gotta stop this,
I
man.
Never see,
y'all,
it's
that,
no
you know,
way.
Y'all not being honest.
And I love you no more.
You're not being honest. Something happened. You just don't wake up one day and say, it's over.
Were you...
I swear, I thought the same thing.
Were you perfect relationship like... I don't go looking, so it's not happening. Like, something had to happen. There had to be something. What did he move to New York for? A job or, like, a person or?
A job.
Not after 8 years, though. 8 years? Something must have changed in a relationship.
Yeah.
Maybe he finally decided
to... I was 12.
Damn.
Like, long time.
Maybe he finally decided to do right by his wife.
Yo, shut up. Goodbye. I'm sorry, Corinne. What's wrong with you, man? What's wrong with you? 800-585-1051. If you just joined us, yo, you a fool, man. We're talking about Tiffany Haddish. She sat down with the Washington Post. She was talking about her relationship with Common and said it was the healthiest, funniest relationship ever. She felt safe. Everything was good. And then all of a sudden, you know, Common hit her with a text and was like, the relationship run its course. she was hurt by it. Has this happened to you? Let's talk about it. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Daddy calling my phone.
Tell her. It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're here with our guest co-host, Lauren LaRosa, formerly of TMZ. And the reason I say formerly, we'll explain in a little bit. But we're asking, this comes from Tiffany Haddish. She recently sat down with the Washington Post. She was talking about her relationship with Common. She said during that relationship, it was the healthiest, funniest relationship. She said she felt safe. And Common, well, just didn't think so. The feeling wasn't mutual. She said Common hit her with a text like, this relationship's run its course.
I'm good, what you about to get into?
Jesus Christ. So we're asking 800-585-1051. Has that happened to you? Lauren LaRosa said, no, that hasn't happened, and it won't.
Nope, it won't.
Lauren brought up a good point and a good term that I never heard before, which is called love bombing.
Right.
And I think that guys who love bomb, you know, really have to learn how to pull back on that. Mm-hmm. Because you can't approach every situation like that person is the one.
Or they need to not date until they can emotionally mature.
Very true.
Because for me, I feel like you love bomb and you run away from something like that. Because anybody that keeps getting this serious, because this is a common pattern with Common.
And you, but I'm bummed.
Yeah, you saw me. And you keep stepping away from it, though. I just there's something like he's not getting over that hump for a reason.
But what if it's the fact that he might think that he's in love or thinks he's in that situation, and then something he sees turns him off.
But that's something with him, though.
How many times, Lauren's right.
That's something he gotta fix and he gotta correct. Because how many times are you going to do this with people?
I just hate this. It makes me feel like he's an F boy. Like
damn.
I hate to think about him that way. It's always just been like melodies and great lyrics. And I promise you guys, us women live in like a fantasy state of Common.
Really?
And what? Yes.
Okay, so listen, that's a good point you just brought up, Lauren. So maybe it's the women's fault. Because maybe the women have this
idea.
Now
just blame us.
No, I'm just saying, because maybe the women have this idea of Common, and maybe it ain't even like that. Common just dating and kicking it, but these women are like, no, it's gonna be my husband, this is what I'm gonna spend the rest of my life with.
That's true too.
But also too, I think when you meet, you know, a man who is successful, he's attractive, he's gonna speak to you the right way, he's gonna speak life into you, you know what I mean, she said, mm-hmm. She felt safe. You are instantly, whether it's Common or not, going to feel like, I love it here, I wanna, you know what I mean. Like, I'm honestly thinking now, like, cause you know, he's allegedly with Jennifer Hudson now, I'm trying to figure out like where that's going.
What if that's just his nature, though? What if he's just that kind of person that makes you feel that way?
Maybe pours love into every relationship?
That's going to send you to Maya Angelou poems in the morning because that's him. Because he is a protective person. Like, maybe what
I think I don't know how he goes into these things then. Mm-hmm. Because I don't. With Tiffany Haddish, it seems like she was very caught off guard. And I think if he is just that person, there's nothing wrong with that. And I don't even know if I would call him a love bomber then. If you mm-hmm. go into and you're honest and mm-hmm. you're a friend, that's just how you court. One of my friends, Just Mike the Poet. Y'all know Just Mike? Mm-mm. Okay, so he talks about that a lot. The fact that he courts women so well, even if he doesn't want to be long term with them, it makes women hate him. Mm. And it's because women are not used to being courted a certain way or treated a certain way. So the minute they do, they like latch on. So if it's that, I can understand that. But Tiffany Haddish seemed very well caught off guard. Like it was given, he might have proposed one day and said, Jesus. Is your Uber here yet the next?
Damn.
Well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
This is Terrell from South Carolina.
Hey, Terrell, what's going on?
What's happening, brother?
Nothing much, man.
Tell us your story, Terrell.
So me and my girl at the time was together for like 5 years. And we got engaged on St. Thomas, the island or whatever. And when we came back, she broke it off with me. And she was dating her girlfriend at the time. I didn't even know nothing about it.
Oh, she cheated on you with a girl?
Yeah, her co-worker.
You see what I'm saying? We just was talking about how toxic these lesbians are. You see? One done stole your book. One done stole your book.
Relax. You don't want to turn the L's against but, you.
I'm just saying, man.
But does it hurt more that she cheated on you with a woman or no?
No, I really don't. No. It is whatever.
I mean, getting your girl stolen is getting your girl stolen. Ain't nothing you can do about it.
But I did get my get back, though, with her.
Well, how'd you get your get back?
The girl that used to beat her up in school, I ended up sleeping with her.
Was it good?
What?
The girl that used to beat her up in school.
What was that low vibrational response you just gave us, sir? What?
I thought she was going to go for like the sister or the
aunt. Oh, yeah, something else. Like, the girl that used to beat her up.
Beat her up when? In elementary school, middle school, high school?
High school. So, Goose Creek.
Oh, in Goose Creek. So where are you from?
Goose Creek.
So let me ask you a question. So you must know that that triggered her. She must have used to talk about getting beat up by that girl a lot.
Yeah.
And how old are y'all?
30.
So this is about 12. Y'all about 12, 13 years removed. 14
years removed, yep.
You just did it because you knew that was going to traumatize her. She must have got beat up in front of the whole school. She must have been talking about that for years. Multiple times.
Yeah.
So you had sex with her bully?
Yep.
Multiple times.
Drop on a clue bomb for this young man.
But how does the bully look, though? Because if the bully was beat up...
It don't matter.
Also, the girlfriend don't care if she can fight now. Like, if she can fight now, she good.
Yo, having sex with a girl's bully is crazy.
What the bully look like? I'm just curious. What the bully look like?
On a 1 to 5, about a 5.
Okay.
Right. There's no way.
Nah, I don't think so. That bully, now, somebody beating in to get in like that.
Salute
to
everybody
like
in Goose Creek, man.
All right. What's the moral of the story?
I don't know. What's the moral of the story, Lauren?
Don't tell your man about your bully. That's the moral of the story. I'm not telling you nothing.
All right. Now, when we come back, we got your rumor report. Lauren, you doing these rumors?
Yes.
What are we talking about? Give us a little tease.
We are talking about Coi Leray, and we are going to talk about Elliot Wilson. Yes.
All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.